The language has made the difference in the ways of expression. Am I the first person that told you that? You know, you're grasping fully what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I understand. A little bit. Things are beginning to come to me.
You know, they think of it. When you speak Creole or French, you're thinking, the process of thinking is different from in English, understand?
Well, Dad, you said you were raised in English as a primary language.
Mm-hmm.
But, in other words,
mother tongue.
Most of the people you spoke with were
French, Creole speaking. In particular, Creole, Falls River Creole.
Yeah.
That Creole dialect may vary from section to section.
Yeah.
It may be a similarity between, and if you know, say you know French, you know that, you just, who knows, it's different from those in English.
Uh-huh.
It's a difference in the thinking. Now that's hard to point out. Somebody might be able to do it better than I could, you understand?
Yeah.
But that you express yourself in a different way.
Now, if somebody's about to lose his temper, you tell him just
cool it down.
keep
quiet.
What else?
Keep calm. You could use that.
Keep calm.
Right. Yeah.
Now, you've been working very hard. You come in and you say, "I'm very
tired."
If you're very, very tired, you say, I'm
exhausted.
Okay, all completely
pooped out. That's a new term.
Worn
out, pooped out. Different people have different ways of expressing it.
Okay, and you hear somebody's in the hospital and say, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he...
You hit in the hospital?
Well, when was it that he...
Fell sick.
Fell sick, and somebody might have gotten overheated and chilled, and his eyes and nose started to run. You say he... He did what? He... Well, If he has a cold today and it started last Sunday, you say last Sunday
he caught cold.
Caught a cold, and it might make your throat what? Might make your
Brady, I've heard that term, raw. Make you hoarse.
Hoarse. And give you a
cough.
Give you a cough. Yeah, you might say, well, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little bit
tired.
I'm feeling a little what? I'm not really tired, I'm just a little. You know, in the afternoon you might get a little
drowsy.
Drowsy. Want to take a nap. In a couple hours I'll
feel all right.
I go to bed and then in a couple hours I'll
feel all right.
Okay.
Get up.
Get up. And somebody, if you can't hear real well, you say they're
deaf.
You've been out in the sun, you've been working real hard, and you come in and you say, look how I'm
sunburned, if you have your shirt off.
Look at
or
your
sweat.
Look how I
sweat.
Look how I sweat.
He didn't perspire, he sweated.
Sweated, okay. they used to get a lot of these things back in the old days, Mr. Murray. They'd come up on you any place where your skin would rub, you know, you might get them under your arm.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a sore, kind of a red place.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was a...